We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex, Audrey, let's say hello to Brooke.
What's up, Brooke?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, hello, Brooke. Hello. Brooke's been ghosted.
Aww.
Same
yep.
story.
Yep.
All right, well, we're going to try to help you out, but first, give us a backstory. How'd you guys meet and what happened?
Okay, so he was super cute. We matched on Hinge, and he seemed well-rounded and funny. And I got excited because when we were messaging, he and I actually had good banter, which is always a plus.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had weird connections, like our hometown, and he also knew my sister.
Oh!
So I thought this was fate. I know, and I'm, like, huge on signs. I know it's really woo-woo, but I convinced myself that, like, this is, like, the sign. Maybe he is a good one. And so when we went out on a date, we were talking, and he started to act a little weird, but I thought, like, oh, maybe he's nervous. We got coffee, and it was nice. And then a few days after, all of a sudden, like, that whole thing of not responding back, like, it was, like, a couple of hours after he had messaged. And then it was, like, the slow ghost.
Right.
And I don't know what happened, because I like him. He's cute and he's funny. And I feel like we had a good connection. And I feel like I didn't say anything totally stood, you know? I refrained.
I know you sound cool.
Yeah, you sound really cool.
Yeah, I like you. It's going well between us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you like me, but what the hell? Why didn't you?
What's up with Tyler? Yeah.
I know.
All right. Well, let's just call him and see if we can get to the bottom of it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on just a second.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Tyler, good morning. It's Brad Booker and Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. Just want to tell you, I don't want you to hang out because we have just a simple question for you. We're on the radio right now doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We have Brooke on the line as well. She's the reason that we're calling you. She said that you guys went out, had a good time, but she slowly has gotten the ghost. And we wanted to find out what she did wrong on the date that made you kind of vanish. Was there a miscommunication, or did you really intend on not calling her back?
Yeah. I actually, you know, I've heard a lot of these, and I've never been on the receiving end of one of these calls.
I know. So. We just want to let you know, though, we're not trying to make you look bad. We really are trying to help.
Okay. Listen, I really like her as a person, and I enjoyed all of our interactions together. And, you know, when we met on Hinge, I was super into her and everything about her seemed perfect. And, you know, she's got this great bubbly personality, but you know, there are some external factors that really turn me off. And I didn't know it at first, but my roommate is one of my best friends and he actually dated her sister pretty seriously for almost a year. So, I mean, it's like, we got two of our closest people have had this incredibly intense relationship, and her sister, she ended up cheating on my roommate, and I mean, it was a pretty horrible ending to the relationship, and there was so much drama with it, and I saw how much it affected him, and I don't know, I had no idea that that was her sister when we started talking, but I don't know, I think I tried to make myself give her a chance because she is so great, but you know, after I told my roommate who she was after, you know, the coffee date and stuff, it just kind of became a deal breaker, and I don't know. I just don't need all of that, you know?
Wait, Tyler. Hey, sorry. I need to say this. Like, I didn't know that that was a big deal to you. And not that it matters, but my sister never cheated on your roommate. And I know that's irrelevant, but I do back my sister. And I firmly believe that's not in her moral compass. But like,
all right.
If you're that close with the ex-boyfriend, I guess it wouldn't work in the end, but like, please know I did actually really like you, and don't ghost, like, just express that, communicate that, because I would have said, hey, okay, I guess that's, you know, off the table then, but ghosting kind of sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry I didn't know what to say, but now obviously we're saying it, so.
Man, it sucks. It's just that one little factor, you know?
Let's review here real quick. They both really like each other, but his roommate, who is his best friend, used to date her sister. He thinks that her sister cheated on his best friend. Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like that part really matters, though.
What do you mean?
Because if it is such a bad ending to their relationship, I mean, think about it. You live with this guy, and this guy you live with was entrenched in that family mm-hmm. at one point. Like, yeah. If he dated the sister seriously, like, then he knows her
yeah.
well. And if his roommate starts dating her, this just sounds messy to me.
I gotta trust the bros, you know what I mean?
It's probably best just to wash our hands of this one, but yeah. like you said, Brooke.
Can you try again later? Like, if you're not living with the dude?
You know what? There are 8 billion people on this
That's
planet.
True.
You know,
Too many fish in the sea. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
Probably best that you go your separate ways. But Lisa sounds civil, so, yeah. You know, Lisa, you guys have a mutual admiration of one another as, you know, people. So, good luck, and thank you very, very much for talking to us, Tyler.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.